Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Sigmund Freud, that's my topic. You know, most people know Sigmund Freud for his psychoanalytic thinking and his therapy program with patients. He actually treated patients in the high echelons of life. Many politicians, many celebrities of various kinds, people in the rich categories of Vienna and around the world, for that matter, people would come for treatment with Freud, a very, very famous man. Well, we come now to the date of September 23, 1939, the day he died, 82 years of age. His death has a story in itself, and he had a personal physician by the name of Dr. Schur, and Freud made a deal with Dr. Schur. The background is this. Freud smoked cigars all of his life and developed a very severe cancer in the jaw, and it defied treatment. And it was painful. And even though he underwent many different forms of treatment and surgery, the pain continued. So Freud made a deal with his Dr. Schur. Said this, when the time comes and I can't tolerate the pain anymore, put me to death. Well, September 23, 1939, that day came. Freud made the decision that he could no longer tolerate and live with the pain and summoned Dr. Schur to his side and gave him the go-ahead signal, put him to death. And that ends the life of a man that most of us would consider a great man. Even though we don't agree with him, I don't agree with him, I don't follow his teachings, I don't do therapy along the Freudian line, many don't, few do, but in the day and age when he lived and was practicing his therapy and developing his theory of personality and human behavior, he came up with these ideas of the id and the ego and the superego and a way of describing how people are put together and why they behave the way they behave. That's been the message of psychology throughout generations. Why do people do what they do? Freud had his answers in accordance with his particular theories, even though a lot of people have not followed those particular theories either. But the one who really did follow Freud's teaching was his daughter, Anna. And she then picked up the mantle and became the psychoanalyst and took off where Freud ended his life, and she became world-renowned for her therapy. And it was basically the same therapy as her father, Sigmund. Here's a little story about Anna, and it tells how Freud thought and how he viewed human beings and the human nature. Freud was on a walk with his daughter, Anna, who was at that time age 14. They were walking through one of the plush areas of Vienna, and they were talking, and Freud noticed the facades of many of the houses, that they were very attractive facades, and he caught his eye and said to Anna at that time, things are not so necessarily lovely behind the facade. You know, and that's how he thought his life. Behind the facade of our personality, behind the facade of our life, things may not be so great and so lovely. And that's why he developed that theory, to try to get into that inner man and get into that inner self where life really existed. Now, when you look at Freud's life, you have to understand it in the context of the Third Reich. Hitler coming into Vienna from Germany. That was on March 15, 1938. That's when the troops entered into Vienna from Germany. And within 3 days, they appeared at the doorstep of Sigmund Freud. They raided his house, they raided his business, his office, they raided his publishing company. At the time, that was known as the International Psychoanalytic Press. They raided those three domains of Freud's life, took his books, took his writings to discard them, then demanded money. Freud was able to come up with about $800, and he gave it to them. His wife went to the safe, which was in the back room, and got some additional funds and gave it to them. Anna, the daughter, came up with some additional funds and gave it to them so that Sigmund would be free and not be taken and killed at that moment in time. His family came to his aid, but that wasn't the end of it. They harassed him to the point that they wanted him out of the country or dead. So Freud worked out a deal with his friends and those that had some money to have a way to get out of Vienna and go to London and then eventually go to France. He always wanted to go to America, by the way, USA, but never got there. But he did get to France. And right there, just before his death, in the year of 1938, he was able to leave Vienna, paid a high price, gave up all his belongings, gave up all his possessions, but never gave up his dignity, and went his way to London and then eventually to France, which cost a considerable amount of money that friends of his came up with to pay the price to allow him to leave the country. He then died later that year, as I stated, September 23, 1939. So that's, in essence, the life of Sigmund Freud and the death of Sigmund Freud. A sad story in a way, but a story that's been repeated in history. Others have experienced the same kind of harassment, the same kind of attack throughout history. Most recently, former President Donald Trump had the same experience as Freud. The Gestapo, if you will, the FBI, came to his house, to his office, to his safe, and extracted writings and books and personal matters and money, all to try to get Trump out of life, out of America, out of the American political scene. So there you have it. Freud was a target. Trump was a target. The means to attack them was similar, but the Gestapo of their day. And the story's not over for Trump, certainly. The story is over for Freud. So if you have any inkling of appreciating Freud or some of his writings, put it in the context of his life and his death. The theories that he espoused and worked on are no more. Very, very few therapists practice therapy as Freud prescribed it. Very few. And it's getting fewer by the year. So I trust that you will have a good day ahead of you and that you will reflect on Freud and appreciate the great men of the day and appreciate the way that they had to deal with the harassments of their enemies in the day in which they lived.